Edgware Torah Way, Parshas Shlach, the 10th of June, Rabbi Zalman Roth. Edgware Torah Way, Parshas Shlach, the 10th of June, Rabbi Zalman Roth.
Mishisaku Lakudish. In this week's Parshas Shlach, the Torah describes the mass of the Meraglim. Before the Meraglim was sent to Eretz Yisrael, the Pusuk says the various names of the Meraglim. And then the Pusuk says, Vayikra Moshe la Yishai Benin Yahashia. And Moshe called Yishai Benin, who was the Shliach of the Meraglim Mitam Shavat Ephraim, he called him Yahashia. Okay, so Moshe changed his name from Moshe to Yahashia. And why did he change his name? So Rashi says that Moshe davened for Yahashia, the Abishah should save him from the schemes, Ma'atas Meraglim, from the schemes of the Meraglim. But the Masa, there's a few things which need explanation here. And I'll focus on three points. The first thing is, Anachan Amataka, we understand why Moshe changed Yeshia's name. But why was Moshe picked? Why was Yeshia picked? Why was he singled out? There were many Meraglim, and why was Yeshia the one that Moshe took care to change his name and to daven for him that he should be saved for the Meraglim? And the second point is that the Pusuk seems to indicate that this was the time when Yeshia's name was changed from Yeshia to Yeshia. But Masat Shani, if you look, you realize that by the Mechum of Amulek, which the Torah describes in Parshas Beshalach, the Torah refers to Yeshia as Yeshia, not Yeshia. And Vatir in Parshas Netzuvim, before Moshe Rabbeinu passes away and he gives over the Anhugah to Yeshia, the Pusuk calls him Yeshia. So when was his name changed? And when it was changed, was it a permanent change? And finally, I'd like to mention a few interesting lessons which the Poskim learned from the episode of the name change of Yeshia from Yeshia to Yeshia. So I'll start with the first question. We'll start with the why. Why was Yeshia changed? We'll move on to the when it was changed, and finally to the lessons which we can learn from these Psikim. So there's a very famous Tag Mienis and Benazil, which says a pshat why Moshe picked Dafka Yeshia. It says in Pusik, V'kedichomu Moshe al v'nesenisai, and when Moshe saw the anivus of Yeshia, kure Moshe lo Yeshia banin Yehoshia. When Moshe saw Yeshia's anivus, he saw something in that and changed his name to Yeshia. But the kasha was the shaychus. What does the anivus of Yeshia have to do with the fact that Moshe picked him to daven for him and change his name? So there are many Purushim said, and I'll mention a few of them, and then we'll move on to other Purushim which are not according to Tag Mienis and Ben Ezeel. So one Pshat is based on the Gemurah in Gittin. The Gemurah says in Gittin Dafni Zayin that the Anivus of Reb Zechariah ben Avkilis Echivus by Sinai v'Shemus Megdashayni. That the Anivus of Reb Zechariah ben Avkilis was the guardian for the Chorban Bas Hamikdash. Why? So the Gemurah explains that after Bar Kamtza was publicly humiliated, he decided to take revenge by taking that carbon which the Caesar used to send every single day to the Bas Hamikdash and the Yidin were makriv as a sign of fealty and kniyah to Rome. He took that carbon, he made a mim in it, and the plan was to bring it to the Bas Hamikdash where it will be rejected. They'll go back and report to the King of Rome that the Yidin are not anymore paying their respects to him, and this would eventually lead to the merit. So when he came to the Bas Hamikdash, Chachomim realized what was his plan, and they were considering either killing Bar Kamtza, so he couldn't go back and report that the carbon was rejected. Alternatively, because of Pekiach Nefesh, Timurak of the carbon. Whereas the Chayv Nafkila said, no, Mekendis Hashtim. Mitzadecha Bar Kamtza is not Chayv Misa for what he did, and Mitzad Shani came back of the carbon with him in. No, Zayv fine. But why is the Gemara call this Arvanesenisa the Chayv Nafkila? It should be called the Tokfay, or the insistence of the Chayv Nafkila. Nishta Nivis, and Nivis is the opposite, so we keep quiet. So Asura Bezil Hilzama says a very nice Pshat in the Gemara Gittin. And if you look in the entire Shas, you don't even find a single memory from Zechariah ben Avkilis. Not in Halacha, not in Agude, not in Machshove, no memories at all. So obviously he was such a unav that he never voiced his opinion. And because he never voiced his opinion, the one time when he said something, it carried so much weight that they all listened to him. So if not for his general humility, if not for his general anivis, then obviously the majority opinion would be ruled against him. And they would do one of these two mahalchim and say the Bas Hamikdash. But because of his anivis, he never said anything. And now that he said it, it was impossible to resist his words, and Taka, they sent him on his way, and that caused eventually the Chorban Bas Hamikdash. So it can sound that similarly with Yeshia, what Tag Mienison is saying is, because of the anivis of Yeshia, And the fact that he never, like Reb Zechariah ben Avkilas, he never voiced his opinion and never insisted on his words, if Yeshua would be the one to say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, then it would carry so much weight that nobody else could stand against it. So it's because of that Moshe was worried, and that is why he changed his name. So according to this pshat, the Targum Innocent is not saying that it's because of the Anivus he was zoichet to have his name changed, but rather there was a reason why it was necessary to change his name, and to daven for him especially, because of a general Anivus it could have such a strong effect on the others. Similar along these lines, this week's Sedra in Avodas Yisrael from the Kashas Samakid, that we find the last week's Sedra, that when Elder Demaidot, when Yisnabu Bamachne, the Gemara tells us what would Yisnabu, he said, Moshe Mes v'Yeshia Machnes. Moshe will be Niftir, and Yeshia will be the one to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshia said, Adoni Moshe Kluaim, punish them. So Moshe noticed that Yeshia doesn't want to accept the mantle of leadership which has to come to him eventually. And Moshe was worried that he will be so resistant to the idea of him becoming leader of Klal Yisrael, even willing to keep the Yidden in the Midbar for a longer time so as to push off his Tafkid of Anhoge. And again, for the same reason, because of this good Negiah, as he calls it, the Negiah of Tzidkis, he knew that he might have a tzad to keep Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and he had to daven for him especially. And again, this goes according to the same lines, that there was something in Yeshua which the fierce Madraga worried Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why he singled him out more than any of the Meraklim. But moving away from this idea that the name change was because Moshe was worried about Yeshua, it says there's an Santavart in the Abtiruf from this week's Sedra as well. In the Kitam actually. The Abtiruf says that that when the Abishter will that every door people will be awakened by the order of the alibis. So somebody called Avrum will be awakened before somebody called Benyamin, and Benyamin will be awakened before somebody called Gedaliah, and so on. And the Mabit says that this is Marimas Napusik Telem, Dafku Le'ufa Nafshi, Chayani Kedverechu. That at a time when it will be Dafku Le'ufa Nafshi, when we'll be all coming up from the ground, this Chayani will be awakened, will be brought back to life, reanimated Kedverechu by the order of your words, by the order of the alibis. So says the Abtiruv, Yeshia's original name was Hoshaya. So then he would be awakened with all the highs. Now, if Moshe asked Ledu Yid, Koye Sheyachu Matzas Miraglim, he's postponing his Tchias HaMaisim up until the Ledu Yid. So, Be'emis, why should Yeshia agree to this, to postpone his Tchias HaMaisim by so many letters and so many people have to be awakened before him? But because Moshe knew that Yeshia is a Unev, and therefore he wouldn't be makpil on it, so that facilitated the name change that he knew that he can do it without any snagdis from Yeshia. So, if not for Zanivus, it could have been a tie against him, but because of Zanivus, he was able to change it. But moving on further along the scale, There are many who learn Pshat and Targum Yonasan that the Anivus wasn't the reason why it was necessary or why it facilitated the name change, but rather why it was Zeuchet to it. And one of that is Reb Chaim Valoshan in the Sefer Yechaim and Prikovitz. Reb Chaim says, the Gemara says in Arich and Dafta Zayin, Ma Takanusa Shebal Lashon Hara? What is the Takun of a Bal Lashon Hara? So the Gemara, the Takun is, Im Amuri Tzi Yashpel Atzma, if he's an Amuri Tzi, he mashpel himself. Im Tamad Chochem Yasabot Teure. So Reb Chaim Valoshan says, the Talmud Chacham needs the Torah in addition to the Yashpel Atzmai. Yashpel Atzmai is a prerequisite. And this is the Takuna of the Baal Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, Takuna, you can't say that the Melech was Koyer as the Baal Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, what is the item not to come to Lashon Hara is to be Mashpel Atzmai. So all the Rishonim say, if it says Moshe could daven for Yeshia, the person has a Bechir, he can do whatever he wants to do. So Zot Reb Chaim Valoshan, the emissary is that Avad the person has a Bechir. But when a person has an Atiyah Nedivatov, you can daven that Atiyah should be the one that rules him rather than another part of his nefesh. You can't force on somebody something which he doesn't have. But if he has it within him, you can daven that should be the one to rule the day. So Be'emes Taka Moshe would have davened for any of the Meraglim. But they didn't have what it took. Because the Benitza from Lashon Hara, the Gemara says that what's Mechich is to have Shiflis, to have Anivus. But when Moshe saw that Yeshia has that mala, he was able to daven for him, which he wasn't able to do for anybody else. So Danibus was the reason why Yeshia was zeichah for it, because Moshe saw in him the mala, which is necessary to be mezgabra and bala Lashon Hara. And also, Al-Zeh HaDerech, on the same halacha that we find from Chaim Valoshan, also, mitzad the mal of Yeshia, there's a sefer called Siyata Dishmaya. I don't know the Machaber, it's not printed on the Shablat, but it seems he was a wooden good lived about 300 years ago. And he says that the Gemara said to the Flamedalid, the Gemara brings that if you work out the cheshbon of the pirates which came from Eretz Yisrael, you see that two people didn't carry any fruits. So the Gemara said, who are these two people? Could have been Yeshia. So the Gemara, how'd they get away with it? Iba Yisayim Oshim de Chashive. They said they were too important, so Tzinnish Kepast, carrying fruit is not something which Pasta Zachachushev mentioned. Because Simon, because I didn't want to be part of this Atzilas Dibur, and they realized that the fruits will be used to point out there's a sort of this weird, unusual Elchogresa fruit, like Rashi says. So, Moshe realized when he sent the miraculum that obviously there could be difference of opinions. But any person who wants to avoid taking part in any scheme against its rule can always blame it on his chashivas. Hey, it's beneath him to get involved with such an Arishkeit. But besides for Yeshia, because being such an univ, he could never claim that that anything was beneath him. And that is why Yeshia, more than anybody else, needed Moshe's help, pushing because he had no other excuse to be able to avoid joining the Meraglim. In Takelukot, could have Takel managed to resist it because of the Tana Chashiva, but Yeshia needed that special help. So we see in Takel, the Menazil can be interpreted all the way from it was done because Yeshia needed something Moshe was worried about him because of the tzitka that he can fall through for whatever reason, as we said, or until that was the schis why he was Zoyche, through the reason that this was the reason that facilitated the name change. But the other Perishim as well. And one Perish is a bit difficult to say, but Zishlat in the Rishonim as well, that Moshe knew, obviously Yeshia was from Shavat Ephraim. Ephraim with the sense of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Torah tells us that Yosef HaTzadik, according to his Madrage, said things about his brothers were considered to be Lushon Hara. So Moshe was worried more about Yeshia because of the tendency in the family to be Nechshel Lushon Hara. And that is why he davened for him. And Afa Pi Sabit La'Pele, but we find the Rishonim say the same thing. Because it says in Dazakanim, which is a kind of Mbala Tesis, that if you look, it says, Lamata Yosef Lamata Menashe. Why say Lamata Yosef Lamata Menashe? Says the Dazakanim, because Menashe proved to be, in that way, the descendant of Yosef, that he continued to say Lushon Hara. So you can ask the question, if this is the reason that Moshe davened for Yeshia, why didn't Moshe daven for Gadi ben Sisi? He was to Shavit Menashe, and if this, the town is Mitzad Yosef HaTzadik, he had that in common with Yeshia. So some Rishonim say that being that Ephraim was always the Mechush of Shavit from Yosef, as we see that Yaakov was Makdim Ephraim to Menashe, Moshe hoped that he would show the way Menashe would follow, which didn't happen. But there's a very big pain in Medrash HaGudl from Teman that it says there that Gadi ben Sisi was the foremost Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, even more so than Yeshia. And therefore, Moshe was so convinced that Gadi ben Sisi he doesn't have to worry about, and only he looked around who else, and Yeshia was the one who was picked. And Lamasa turned out that Gadi ben Sisi wasn't the prime Talmud, and Taki Yeshia took over Moshe Rabbeinu. So we've mentioned several mahalchim of how to explain why Yeshia was picked out from all the other Meraglim for changing his name and davening for his Hatzlucha, whether it's according to Tagim Yenisim ben Azil, that it has to do with his Anivis and various mahalchim of that, or for other reasons as mentioned. But one final point on that, and this is a big chiddush from Mishachachme says, Yeshia is the one who won the war against Amulek. And he was considered to be the foremost expert about battling the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And Amulek was still on the mind of Klal Yisrael, because when the Meraglim came back, they started saying, Amulek Yosha Beretz HaNegev. So imagine if Yeshia came back and said that he thought that this war, they couldn't win. And it would be much stronger than anybody else, because the Mumcha, the person who had won the previous war, says that he said that this one cannot be won. So that's why Yeshia had to be somebody who came back and said they could go to Eretz Yisrael. The rest of them, Moshe hoped that the Yidden could resist their Tana, but Yeshia's argument against going to Eretz Yisrael could never be resisted because of his previous Hatzlacha with Amulek. So now we're going to move on to the second kasha of when. When did this name change occur? Because as said, we find in the Torah previously, he's called Yeshia Bamechemes Amulek, and then again in Parshat Nitzuvim, he's called Yeshaya. So the classical Torah, most Rishonim follow on this path, is that the Torah calls Yeshia Al-Shem Ha-Usid, like many times we find in the Torah, and Yeshaya Benin at the end is because the Torah wants to emphasize his Anivis, that through his Uz, his periods of life, from Hashaya to Yeshaya, he stayed the same. The kasha is that the Gemara is cited where the Gemara lists all the places in the Torah where the Purim success sings Hashem Usid. And the Gemara doesn't mention Yeshia. So if Taka Yeshia is mentioned in the Torah previously Hashem Usid, why doesn't the Gemara mention it? So that gave place to other Mefarshim and Yerushalayim and Achronim to say different Pshutim. The Rashbam has a great chiddush. The Rashbam says that we find in Sefer Daniel that when Hanani, Mishael, Azariah came into the service of Nebuchadnezzar, he gave them official service names: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel himself is called Belshazzar by Nebuchadnezzar. And previously, we see that when Yosef became Mishnah Melech, Pare gave him the name Tzofras Panayach. Despite the dushas of Chazal, that's a Mitzri name. As Yaakov Kaminsky points out, it has the Pi Ayin, which is common in Mitzri names: Pare, Piu, and so on. So what is so we see from that that B'Yimai Kedem, when you came to work for a Melech, you were given a name which had nothing to do with your birth name. That was your name that you had while working for that king. Says Rashbam Apele, the Be'emes Yeshia was born with the name Yehoshia. And that is why he's mentioned the Torah by the name Yoshia. But when he entered the service of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe gave him a new name, a service named Hoshaya. Only before he went to Tzitzur, in order to daven for Menachat HaMeraglim, Moshe restored his previous name and called him Yoshia to be Meramed the Koya Shayach Matzas Meraglim. But his birth name is Yoshia, which is why you find it in the Torah, and which is why the Gemara never said that this has to be Hashem Usid. That was his name. And that is why, towards the end of Yeshia's service of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Hazini, when he transitions from being a Talmud to being the Rebbe, he's mentioned again Moshe to emphasize that was the last episode where he was still Hoshaya in that capacity as a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is one Malach. Similarly, according to the same lines, the Torah says, also, Yeshia was born as Yehoshia. And again, that's the reason why the Torah calls him Yehoshia. So why does it say Yehoshaya? Says the Torah, this is a perish of Urich, not in the Balatirim. Agos HaChiddush. As mentioned before, Yeshia is the one who won the war against Amulek, and he was internationally famous for it. So now that he's going to go act as an undercover spy, he couldn't travel under that name. He had to take an assumed name. So Moshe gave him the name Hoshaya. So Pshat Fakert, the name change of Yeshia, didn't go from Hoshaya to Yeshia. He was changed from Hoshaya, from Yeshia to Hoshaya. So when it says early in the Pusik, Lamata Fraim Hoshaya Benin, that's when his name was changed. The Moshe privately continued calling him Vayikru Moshe the Shabbat in Yeshia to emphasize the Koyesh Yach Matzas Meraglim to save him from the ice from the Meraglim. But he was born in Yeshia and he was only changed to name Hoshaya, which he carried on until Pashas Nesuvim, as the Pusik says itself. And finally, the Kriyu Kor does go by the Pushat HaMahalach Las Moses showing that he was born Hoshaya, and he says his name was changed to Yeshia by the episode of the Meraglim. So why in Tzuvim does the Pusik say again Hoshaya? Very nice, because the whole reason for the name change was to ratav him from the Eitz of the Meraglim. So as now as the whole Dor HaMidbar died, the way those people that were involved in the Chet HaMeraglim in the same Lashon Hara, so the Pusik wants to say that the reason and the purpose of the name Yeshia ceased to exist. So now he can go back to his name. He carried on his name Yeshia, but the Pusik says the reason for Yeshia is Shemishdu. Now he can go back to Yeshia because Tam Kol HaDarahi, that Moshe Davani should be saved from them. So then we've spoken different halachim why Yeshia was picked for it, and different ways to say when the name changed. See, we say that the name change happened right away, or his original name was Hoshaya, and Moshe changed his name for different reasons, because of Mechemes Samulek, or because he put him into his service. There's different ways to learn it. So now, as to the lessons of what we can learn from this name change. So as mentioned, we see Yeshia and Hoshaya interchangeable in the Torah. So on the basis of that, the Yamshe Shleim in Masechtas Gittin says an interesting nekidah. We know that in a get, in a person, Chmulas son has the Mizgarish, so you write his name with all the chanichim, all the kinim which a person is known by. So if someone called Avrom and he's called Avi and Avrumi and so on, the get includes all these names, this Kayaso, everything is mentioned in the get. So it says the Yamshe Shleim, there's one exception. A person is called Yeshia and he's nicknamed Hoshaya, you only write Yeshia in the get. Because you see from the Torah treats these two names as one. So even though it's no more than two forms of the exact same name, and because one time to call him Hoshaya, another time Yehoshia, and therefore by saying Yeshia Hoshaya, it's superfluous. It's enough to write the name Yeshia, and that's why he passed in Lalocha, unlike any other name. That's one thing. But if more like B'deir Harifas, there's a famous story which is brought on B'Shem Delevish Yisrael. There was once a Kehila where the place right next to the Umad of the Chazan was occupied by the Rosh HaKul. At one point, the Gabum decided, I don't know whether intentionally or not, that the Umad of the Chazan was too wide, and it can be replaced by a much narrower Umad. And they did so. Now, this created a new place between the Rosh HaKul's former place and the Chazan, and the new Umad of the Chazan. The Gabum said, this is a new seat, they can put whatever they want to put there. The Rosh HaKul said, I sat previously right next to the Chazan, and it should be my place. So they send a shot to the Levi Shesrod, and he answered on the basis of this Shini Hashem from Yeshia. Because the Gemara says in Vedin Dafkiv Zayin, where did the Yid from Yeshia come from? And when the Baruch Hashem changed the name from Surah to Surah, so she can have children, the Yid had a Tana to the Abishter, Pasim Mir. Baruch Hashem told him, don't worry, you'll be put by the name of a Tzadik, and next time around, you'll be the first in the name. Incidentally, the Chasam Sefer says a very interesting thing, that the Pusik tells us the Yeshia didn't have any sons at all. Says the Chasam Sefer, the reason is because that Yid from Surah, which took away from her that she couldn't have children, once it was placed into Yeshia, it had the same effect on him. But Akapuna, we see that the Yid came into Yeshia, that was the Yid from Surah in mind. So says the Baruch Hashem is so sensitive to the Yid that he put him back into its rightful place in the Tzaddik. What's the Madahai? The Hai Neshaya previously was the first name in the letter of the Tzaddik, and now it's being demoted to second place. So how can we do this Chesed for the Yid in the Cheshbon of the Hai? So the Baruch said, there's a Raya from here that so long as the Hai is not moved from its place, the fact that you put somebody in front of it has no Ashpon it, and it can have no Tanis at all. And that's why you can do justice to the Yid without affecting the Hai. Likewise here, says the Mishashad, if you told the Shakul he has to move him from his place, he has a Tana. But so long as he can stay where he is, the fact that you put somebody in front of him, it's like the Yid to the Hai, no Tana at all. And finally, I'll finish also with the limit al-derech ha-chizik from these psikim. The David HaMelech says in Kapitel Kividalad in Tehillim, which we say in Halal, B'tzayis Hashem al-B'tzayim b'asakam ha-amloyaz, he goes on to describe how the side it was, and he says, Hayom ruva yunas hayadin tzitzim le'uchayid. I wish to split the wood of the yam, sif, and the yard into Klal Yisrael. Then he asks rhetorically, Maluch hayom kisulis hayadin tzitzim le'uchayid, why is this all happening? And the Melech answers, V'nifna'udan chiliyus v'fna'a l'kayakoy, from the word of Hashem, the yam is scared and moves away. Ha'ovchi atira ga'moyim chalum ishlamayin amoyim. This Rebbein Shlodim who turned stone into water. So the question of the Chayazai clue here. The Melech is saying that the reason why the wood is split is because it was kept from the Rebbein Shlodim. And then he goes on to describe the Rebbein Shlodim. This is the Rebbein Shlodim ha'ovchi atira ga'moyim. He could have said, this is the Rebbein Shlodim ha'moyti shom ha'mitzrayim, or ha'boyri shamayim v'uretz. Why describe the Rebbein Shlodim based on that one incident of the Abishab water out of a selah? Why is this the toy of the Rebbein Shlodim when it comes here to say that the yam ran away from the Rebbein Shlodim? So the Shlomo Klieg in the special Tehillim says that we find here, as mentioned before, the Gemara says that the Yid of Yeshia, of Surah, had the town in the Rebbein Shlodim, used that to put him into Yeshia. Similarly, we find many such things in Divrei Chazal. The Rashi says, for instance, when Yaakov Avinu came back from Churan after the Machomer with the Sar Shel Esav, so Vayizach LaHashem Bishem Paniel, says Rashi, that those hours that the sun was Shekaya early when he went to Churan, those 20 years before that, were Nazarayach for him when he came back to Eretz Yisrael. And we find even more than that the Gemara says that when Chazkiah HaMelech was Cholam al Metas Cholin, he asked the Rosham for a sign that he will heal, and the Rosham again moved the position of the sun. Those were to make up for the hours that Yeshua said Shemesh Begivay Dom, that made up for those hours then. So Feit Mishlam Ekligel, the Rosham lacks letters in his Oitzud that he has to recycle Yitz from Surah into Yeshua. So Feit Mapeshuas in the Tug that he has to take the hours that he missed then and make up then. He can do whatever he wants to do. What's Pshat from them? The Bereshit was tevayah such a midas hachesed in the Briyah that even he himself bounds himself by it. That if he takes in one of his nevruim anything, he always pays back. He can take some time. The Yid from Surah waited a bit more than 400 years to come back to the Levit Tzaddik, and the hours from Yeshua was also come out 300 years until it came back to Cheskiah. But eventually, it all comes back. And the David has a very nicely plotted Tehillim. After the David HaMelech says, Hayom Ruva Yunus, the Rebbein Shlom stopped the water from its natural course of running, he hastens to add, but the same Rebbein Shlom made it up to the water. He is the Rebbein Shlom, Ha'ifchit Cha'agamoyim Chalom Shlemayin Amoyim, who eventually brought new water out of the stone to make up for the laws that the water had by listening to the Rebbein Shlom and stopping from its meritze. So I only hope the Rebbein Shlom should help that we too should be zeichet to get back what we lost. B'shas lechab b'as hamikdash, and the b'as hamikdash shall come back to us all its glories, and it shall also give back to us as he bathed back to the water and into the oasis of the alibis as well. Yeah. Yeah.